We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends.
One, two, three.
Reception at the 38, to the 20, will not be caught, to the 10, to the house. Touchdown, Missouri.
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Welcome to this week's show from Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia's southwest side. I'm Mike Kelly. Barry Odom is alongside. We hold forth until just before 7 o'clock. Coming up at the bottom of the hour in our players segment, we'll visit with Joshua Bledsoe, a Missouri safety, and also wide receiver Jonathan Johnson will be with us as well. That comes your way at the bottom of the hour right here on Tiger Talk, presented each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors, which has locations in Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, Joplin, and Cape Girardeau. Also open now in Columbia, 2651 Trimble Road, Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. This Saturday, Mizzou's football team back in action. It is homecoming at the place where the tradition started, right here at the University of Missouri, as Missouri entertains Memphis at 3 p.m. Tigertown opens at noon. It features the Tailgate Concert Series presented by Say Insurance. International stars Nico and Vince are on stage this week at the Tailgate Concert Center Series. Following the football game, make your way over to Mizzou Arena for Mizzou Madness. Admission is free. Mizzou Madness will begin 1 hour after the football game is over. Parking lots will reopen to the general public after halftime of the football game, and the courtside and Clinton clubs at Mizzou Arena will be open to everyone, along with a cash bar. Mizzou Volleyball hosts Auburn coming up on Friday, 6:30. Soccer at home against Florida, its final game of the season, Senior Day, this Sunday at noon. Mizzou would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Again, at the bottom of the hour, player segment, Jonathan Johnson and Joshua Bledsoe. But now we say good evening to the head coach of the Tigers, Barry Odom's alongside. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Good to see you. And excited for to be back home this week. And obviously the things that homecoming mean to those that went to Mizzou for 3.5 hours on Saturday, I want us to do our part to make sure that everybody comes back for the opportunity to be back on campus for homecoming, for those 3.5 hours to have a great experience.
Are there additional things, responsibilities that come other than winning the football game, other responsibilities because it's homecoming that come to your football team this week?
There's been some activities on campus that our guys have taken part with. I think it's important to do. You look at student-athlete experience, and this is one thing that they'll always remember when they leave out of here is what took place this week. Also, their focus has been on playing our best on Saturday.
How's the work week gone so far?
It's been awesome. We had a great Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday practice. Probably one of our best Thursdays that we've had all year, which is good. And we've talked all the time about how your practice habits lead to your game day execution. And if we'll go cut loose and play on Saturday the way that we've practiced, we're going to have an opportunity to play one of our best games.
No secret that your team's dropped its last three. Have you noticed, though, anything over the course of the last 3 weeks in practice that would be concerning in terms of their approach each and every day?
Yeah, you always look at red flags, so to speak, mm-hmm. and the things that you're cautious of. At this point, after losing the last week and then a close one the week before, you want to make sure that their confidence is where it needs to be, and not fake confidence. But if you prepare the right way and you've put in the work, then you have the ability to go play the way you need to, and our guys are ready to go.
Let's go back to the Bama game. You lose 39-10 in that game. They hit you with what I thought were a couple of haymakers early, as they hit the long touchdown pass on the second play from scrimmage. Then they get the interception return to set up a field goal. I thought then at that point in time, your team really settled in and kind of played really good football. Got it in the second quarter. You get a nice touchdown pass from Drew Lock. It's 13-10.
Yeah, those haymakers, they hurt too. And they got one on the right, one on the left. But our guys continue to fight and battle and show some resolve. That's the best team I've seen ever. And for them to start out that way, we threw a pick and then we gave up a big play. That's the recipe for getting your tail kicked. And throughout the course of the game, I thought our defense ended up and continued to play really hard. And they got mm-hmm. put in some adverse situations. We held them to field goals in one or two of those, and that was good. But also, the margin of error when you turn the ball over, they're going to usually capitalize on it, and they did.
Yeah, you and I talked about this before the game, just how good they are at exploiting every mistake that you make throughout the course of the game.
When you've got players all over the field, like they do in every position, usually if your misplaced, misstep, eyes in the wrong spot, they're gonna take advantage of it, and that's what great teams do, and that's what they did, and we're not to that level yet. We're going to get there. We're not there yet, but I've seen some things out of our team. We're still not that far off, and we got a chance to go prove it on Saturday.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about, from an offensive standpoint, just a thought on the execution on Saturday, just the overall read from your viewpoint.
I still, at the line of scrimmage, it's the first time really that we didn't have sustained success. We did at times run the football okay. We also, because of some things within the game, we didn't have any success with the vertical passing game, and there's a number of reasons for that. But we've got to have the ability to get in the third down and you extend the drives, because I think more than anything, we're a pretty good football team with our offense out on the field when we can drive the field. We're not always going to get a big play. That's not always going to happen. But we've got enough playmakers around with experience that we can go on a 10 to 12 to 15 play drive and come away with points, and we've got to do that every time.
Got to figure out a way, too, to try to get back into the vertical passing game, too, right?
Yeah, and we'll get there. I think there's some things that we continue to work on. Excited about some things that we have in store this week that will bring some of that back. And Drew is really comfortable with what we've got game plan wise going in. He's had a great week, but it's not only him. It's giving him time to protect. It's also the receivers getting to where they need to get, stack the defensive back and get on top and continue to get a cushion there. And all of it plays together, but I like where we are on a Thursday night, getting ready for Saturday to have that opportunity.
As you know, his position is the most visible on the field. It's the one that draws the most attention, not only from those on the opposite side of the field, the defense, but certainly fans in the stands as well. Evaluate just what you've seen from Drew over the course of the last 3 weeks.
Well, I'm excited that, and I said this the other day, I'm darn happy that he's our quarterback.
Sure.
And he's going to lead this team over the course of the next 6 weeks. He's responsible, and he's hungry to go do that. And I look forward to the way that he's going to lead them. He's had a great week. I think there's some things that early on a couple of decisions, you'd like to have him back, but also he's growing and understanding and learning. And I think if you ask and really have a conversation with him. He's a better football player right now than he's ever been in his career, and that's good for us.
That's Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. This is Tiger Talk, heard each week from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every day. Don't forget that coming up at the bottom of the hour, our players segment, Josh Bledsoe and Jonathan Johnson. More with the coaches up next on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Team jersey, check. Face paint, check. M-I-Z! Throat lozenge, check. Money for tickets? Ah, better check.
With Great Southern mobile banking, it's easy to check your balance, move some money, even pay someone back. Download the Great Southern app and be in your seat by game time.
C-O-U!
Great Southern Bank. We're fans, too. Data rates may apply. See carrier for details. Member FDIC.
Check.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Women have game plans, but sometimes the unexpected happens. That's why Vitae Foundation uses effective research-based messaging to reach women and help them find healthy, safe options when faced with an unexpected pregnancy. A solid game plan, putting women in charge of their options. Research. Reach. Results. That's Vitae Foundation, reaching pregnant women, resulting in life-affirming decisions where everyone wins. Learn more at adsforlife.org.
Enter the red zone with a team dedicated to advancing your ground game. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment solutions you need to call the right play. Here's another great call. Score big with a free Case IH hat. Plus, register for a chance to win a gas grill. For more details and to enter, visit caseih.com/tigers.
Tiger Talk on the Tiger Network from Learfield, homecoming weekend at Missouri. The place where the tradition began. Tigers in Memphis coming up at 3 o'clock this Saturday. Our coverage begins at 1. Tickets available, 1-800-CAP-PAWS, 884-PAWS in Mid-Missouri, or log on to get yours at mutigers.com. Josh Bledsoe and Jonathan Johnson join us coming up in our players segment at the bottom of the hour. Let's talk about a couple of players. Terrez Hall obviously ejected from the game because of a targeting penalty that was whistled in the second quarter. Nick Bolton came in, a true freshman. Played really well, too, didn't he, the linebacker?
Yeah, he did. And the things that Nick has done since he's been here is approach from June until today and the opportunity for him to continue to grow in the defense. But also all those guys, and I talked about a little bit maybe in a previous show, on all the guys that we recruit, I challenge them to mentally get ready to go play and play as a freshman. And because most of the guys in at least those positions, you know, there's a little bit different offense, defensive line because of the physical nature of that position. But most of those guys physically can help us if you recruit the right way. Usually the setback is mentally on being able to take in all the information, process it, and then go apply it. Nick's been able to do that. He's played in special teams up to this point. He's earned the opportunity to be the backup at Terrez has his position. And then when, you know, you never know when your number is going to get called. His did the other night on a big stage. And he wasn't perfect, but he played in a way that gave us an opportunity to continue and continue to call the game like we needed to with him in there.
6 feet, 235 pounds, true freshman from Frisco, Texas. When you were recruiting him, what were the things that stood out the most about him?
Well, he was a really good football player, and that sounds like an elementary statement, but he understood the game. He had good football IQ knowledge. He didn't get in a position where it was too much. He played on both sides of the ball, was athletic, and everything that you talk to the people in the school, not just the coaches, but all the people at his high school, they kept talking about how mature he was, and that's his approach that has been in his favor and has really helped us out in a spot that we needed it.
I want to stay on the defensive side because a guy that has been playing quite a bit and who has moved back into the two deep over the last couple of games, actually the last three games, and just kind of does his job is the way I look at the way he approaches things. Kobe Whiteside is a guy that doesn't get a lot of attention, but seems to be a guy that's pretty consistent in what he does.
He is. He played as a true freshman in the interior defensive line, which is hard to do.
Yeah.
But he did because of his natural strength. He's shorter, but he also plays with really good hand placement and leverage. And that's something that's important at that spot. And he continues to get better and have an understanding of the game, whether it's blocking schemes or whatever it is. As the season goes on, he keeps getting better because he's applying the work that he does in practice or film study onto Saturdays.
Akil Byers is a guy that, obviously signed late with you, had committed earlier to another school, came back, and is one of those guys that you look at him from a physical standpoint and you think this is a guy that's a future NFL player, finally makes an impact on a game out of Alabama recovering a fumble. Just kind of where is he from a progression standpoint as you've watched things unfold?
Really, the things with Akil on what he's done, maybe the most versatile defensive lineman we have because he can play all four spots, and he's done that this year. You don't want to get in a position where you're doing that all the time. You'd rather have a guy that can, you know, get in one spot, learn it, and really perfect it. But he's had the ability, not only because he's 275 or 80 pounds, he's got the ability to play inside and out. He can be a guy, if we can eventually get him into a position where he's got a one-on-one battle, he's going to win more than he doesn't. And he's also matured a lot since he's been here. And that's not a knock on how he was when he got here, but as a freshman, his habits weren't right every time. But he's really grown up, and he understands what it takes to have a chance to be his best, and I'm proud of the progress he's made.
You know, you can look at it on paper, call it the first eight up front, the front eight in terms of depth with the two deep. You play about 10 or 11 at times. Who's been the most consistent player of that group?
You know, really up front, I would say Kale Garrett.
I'm talking the defensive line.
I'd say Walter Palmore, from play from start to finish. Game to game, he's been the most consistent as far as assignment sound, and then the way that he's carried playing both sides, the nose and the shade and the three technique, the things that he's been able to do gives us a chance, and he's been really assignment sound, and he's made some plays for us.
That's Barry Odom, my Mike Kelly, Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Back after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVW are based on Ford segmentation.
We're live at the Technology All-Star Game, where Marco just picked up another great win for its network security services. With so many online threats trying to penetrate this team's network, Marco's network security services played the perfect combination of offense and defense. This team stopped viruses in their tracks. That is some firewall. And all of that muscle is backed up by Marco's amazing service and support. See more Marco network security highlights at marconet.com.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights.
It subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven-layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
This football season, Regions doesn't want anything to get between you and the game you love, especially not a lost or stolen card. Lockit lets you lock your card before you even report the problem. Plus, with Lockit, you can use your Regions mobile app to customize your card protection for a little extra game day peace of mind. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at Regions.com/Lockit. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
As the advances of technology improve our workplaces, shouldn't our office furnishings advance as well? Hi, this is Dan Eichen with Samco Business Products. Interactive collaborative spaces, multi-purpose conference and training areas, as well as adjustable height desk systems, can allow you the flexibility for a more productive and healthy work environment. Come by our expanded showroom or contact our design department, because with Samco, work just got better.
What are you doing there, John?
Taxes. It always feels like I have the smallest amount of money in the world after my energy bill.
Why don't you go to Columbia Water and Light's website to learn about the Home Performance with Energy Star program. They look at the money you're losing due to heating and cooling from a whole house perspective, like insulation, heat pumps, AC units, air sealing, and replacing old doors and windows.
How do you think I can afford that?
They provide rebates over $1,000. Visit ColumbiaPowerPartners.com today.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
Tiger Talk on the Tiger Network from Learfield. In our next segment, Josh Bledsoe and Jonathan Johnson will join us here on Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Barry Odom is with us. We're with you until just before 7 o'clock. A reminder, Missouri homecoming weekend hosting the Memphis Tigers coming up at 3 o'clock this Saturday afternoon. It seems like an eternity since you played a game at Faurot Field here in Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah, we went over and we practiced there this morning. I told our team in a team meeting we had beforehand, I want to get back in that arena. It's been almost a month, I feel like.
Yeah.
And for us to get back in, the south end zone, as the construction is going, the sight line changes, from week to week, and all the work that they've done up to this point, I wanted to get our guys in there and, not to slow down the construction or anything involved with that, but it was good for us to get in there and practice, and that might be maybe why it was one of our best practices, just because it was back in there. There's a sense of focus and direction on a very, very purposeful practice. It was good.
You know, I am not a construction guy, but the pace in which it appears these guys are moving seems to be pretty impressive.
I know from the time we started practice, and our Thursday practice is a little bit shorter, and then fast forward an hour and 20 minutes, they got a lot of work done. So it was pretty impressive.
Well, I'm just
impressive.
Thinking about how impressed I'm going to be, considering it's been, 3 weeks since we've been inside the building, Just a chance to see what they've done over the course of the last 3 weeks.
It is impressive, and those guys at a pace and a clip that it's what we need to get done when we need to, but impressive to watch what they've done.
How much have you been able to use that from a recruiting standpoint so far?
I think it's one of those things that you talked about it, for so many months, and then finally they break ground, and then now they see the structure, kind of coming up in the midst of the season, and it's been positive. It's been things that now you can show them, this is what we were talking about, this is the vision, this is how it's going to happen, and they can see themselves in there. That can be their house, and it's pretty exciting.
A year ago, your team, obviously at this point in the season, was not in good shape at 1-5, but then closed the year with six consecutive wins. 6 weeks left in the schedule now. Does the message at all change over the course from where it was at the beginning of the season to where you are now to now moving forward to the end of the season?
Every team's different, and thank goodness we're not sitting where we were last year, but also you look at the opportunity that presents itself this week on what we need to do to go play well And then, you know, there'll be another challenge the next Saturday. But I do think it's wise with this group that you're this open and you're honest and you're factual. Hey, we're 3-3. We lost to number one. We lost to number two. We lost a close game at South Carolina that could have went either way. We will have the opportunity, if we do things right in every game, we got to go take care of our business.
That's Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. Our player segment with Josh Bledsoe and Jonathan Johnson is up next on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
When it comes to banking, you have a choice to make. You can go big, or you can go local. Or you can go to Central Bank and get the best of both worlds. The technology, tools, and services you need, with the flexibility of a bank who can make important decisions locally. Take a new look at the world of possibilities with Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Start at centralbank.net. Member FDIC.
Hey, Tiger fans! It's time to plan your tailgates, and we want to help make it easy and hassle-free. Block Party is back and offering full turnkey service with premium reserve space, top-quality tents, lounge furniture, and bellhop services to Tiger fans who want a better game day experience. All you need to do is show up, and we'll handle the rest. For more information and to book a hassle-free tailgate, please visit our website at blockpartypresents.com/Mizzou.
As your dealer for life, Kia of Columbia knows the people we have around here make the difference. Your Kia's lifetime warranty gives you peace of mind no matter where you go. Your transmission and engine are covered 100%. The people taking care of your Kia are just as important. Nationally ranked and trained ASC certified technicians led by the one, the only, Sean Reno.
Hey, that's me.
I'm Ty Clark with Kia of Columbia. Service starts with the sale, but continues for a lifetime. Kia of Columbia, your dealer for life.
The newest SEC football rivalry continues. Shelter Insurance is proud to present the 5th annual Battle Line Rivalry Game between your Mizzou Tigers and the Arkansas Razorbacks on Black Friday, November 23rd. This year, the Battle Line Rivalry Game will continue to rock the gridiron and heat up the border back at Faurot Field. And it's all presented by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Mizzou football proud to partner with the Missouri Credit Union in an effort to sack hunger in Missouri. For each Tiger sack during the 2018 football season, Missouri Credit Union donates $300 to the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Let Shelter Insurance take you to the zoo this football season. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com/Mizzou. They will register you for a chance to win 2 tickets to a Tiger home game during the 2018 season. And Central Bank is your hometown bank, the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.centralbank.com. Please welcome from Memphis, Tennessee. He is a wide receiver, Jonathan Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Jonathan is a junior, sophomore safety from Houston, Texas, also with us tonight. Please say hi to Josh Bledsoe. And the great thing is that for both of these guys, it's their maiden voyage. So it's the first time that they've ever been to Tiger Talk. Yep. And Coach told me that that I got my work cut out for me tonight, that you guys are real quiet. Is that true, Jonathan?
Yes, sir. I talk when I'm supposed to.
Talk when you're supposed to. Listen, yes, listen, right? Be seen but not heard?
Yes, sir.
Did somebody tell you that growing up?
No, sir. I just always kind of do that.
Josh, how about for you? You're a quiet guy, huh?
Yeah, I'm quiet, but I mean, I can get like rowdy when I need to as well.
Get a little rowdy when you need to. A lot of things we want to cover with you guys. First of all, let's just talk about as a football team, and you can talk for the offense, Jonathan, Josh, you for the defense, kind of where you are after six games. Josh, let's begin with you. Kind of just a thought on where this defense is six games into the season.
Well, I feel like the defense, you know, we have a we do well with the run. We got to do a little better on the passing game, but we'll figure that out. And overall, as a defense, though, I feel like we did good. We did good over the first six games.
Is it a matter on the back end from a passing game standpoint? Is it all a byproduct of communication? Is that what needs to improve more than anything?
Yes, the communication. You got to make sure everybody on the same page. Everybody gets the call and just play the call.
Jonathan, for you, from an offensive standpoint through six games, you would say what about your team?
I can say that we playing pretty good, but we can always play better. I mean, in the run game, we putting up good numbers, but in the passing game, we not where we want to be, but we're going to get it going.
And a lot of that comes down to fundamentals too, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, elaborate on that. Just guys making plays, going out and playing catch, right?
Basically, yeah, but sometimes it's a little more than that, but for the most part, it's just going out making plays.
I want to talk a little bit about from a responsibility standpoint and from a leadership standpoint, because you as a junior now are faced with, over the last couple of games, Nate Brown, senior wide receiver's been out. Emmanuel Hall, senior wide receiver's been out. So you got a bunch of young guys that are running around with you. Have you felt like you need to shoulder more of a leadership with this group, with those guys being sidelined?
Yes, sir. I feel like that I need to step up and be more of a leader. But at the same time, I feel like that even though they're young guys, that they're able to step up and make big plays, too, when they need to. So, yeah.
What was the experience of playing at Alabama like for you, Josh?
That was, like, the best, I say, like, as a college football, like, for college football player, like, for me to go in there, and that was my first time going into that stadium to, like, see the crowd and everything. I said that was a good experience.
Yeah, so the environment was something that you'll always remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about for you, JJ?
For me, it wasn't something that I couldn't handle or something that was too big for me, because I mean, I played at LSU when we played 2 years ago, so.
Yeah, and I'm not asking you if it's too big, but just your overall thoughts on the environment.
It was a good environment, but to me, it just was a regular game.
Like, just a regular game.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about, you know, obviously you're from Memphis.
Yes, sir.
This week you've got Memphis coming to town. I'm going to get into some of the personal relationships here in just a little bit. But why when you look at, if you're ranking barbecue in this country, why is it that Memphis clearly falls to number three on the list behind St. Louis and then Kansas City? Why is that?
I don't know who did them rankings.
Well, me, I did.
Okay.
Personally.
Okay.
And Memphis is clearly three. So what is it about Memphis barbecue that you actually like?
I mean, we got like the dry rub and we got like the wet barbecue, so I don't know no other place who can do both. I mean, I done had KC barbecue out there game, and it wasn't good, but it wasn't terrible, but it's not Memphis. Memphis, I mean, we got the best barbecue hands down.
So I think probably what you're going to need to do on your way back to Memphis over spring break, stop into St. Louis and have some Sugar Fire or some Pappies or something like
that. I've been to St. Louis and had some barbecue, but I don't like it. It's not Memphis barbecue. I mean, like one of my partners that play for Memphis, Tony, like his mom and him, they got very good barbecue. Like A&R barbecue is good. We got, what's the other one? I can't think of it. We got plenty of good barbecue, and I don't see no place here. I just ain't had no good barbecue yet up here, so.
Houston, Texas, known for what?
Well, first of all, everything's bigger in Texas, so. And then Houston, that's like the best city in Texas. So, I mean, we known for everything.
The Astros. Are you an Astros fan?
Kinda.
They're down 3-1. Mm-hmm. Is it over?
Never say never.
Never say never. What was it about the University of Missouri and playing in the SEC that made this decision an attractive one for you, Josh Bledsoe?
Well, I mean, as an athlete, you always want to like play on a big stage. So me coming to the SEC was like a given. You know, this was my biggest offer, so I wanted to play in the SEC. I wanted to play in the big time, show everybody that I can play.
How about it for you, Jonathan?
Well, for me, I just looked at all my options, and then I just seen wherever I can go in and just play early. Mizzou gave me the best chance to do that.
You had committed initially, though, to be a Memphis Tiger. So how tough was that to change
committed.
Your mind? You never committed.
Never committed.
Okay, so I was told wrong on the radio today.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay, but how difficult was it to leave home when you had so many people like a Tony Pollard that you played high school with at Melrose High School? How difficult was it to make the decision to go away from Memphis, Tennessee?
It was difficult, but it's a business decision. I mean, I knew that I had to go where it was best for me. I couldn't think about nobody else.
If you think about people that have influenced your lives, people that have really been in kind of a driving force for both of you, Jonathan, who would be someone that would stand out?
My little league coach.
Why?
Because ever since I left him in Little League, he just always stayed on me about going to school, getting my work, and just going hard at football and just going out there trying to earn what I want to earn. So on the field, he was just always telling me ain't nothing going to be given to me, so I had to go out there and work for it. And I'm still learning it, but I understand what he's talking about.
Sure. How about for you, Josh?
Honestly, for me, it would be my brother and my pops. They both, like, they always come to my games and they watch me play, always critiquing me on what I did wrong or what I could do better. So, and they always just on my head, and I really, like them doing that because it keeps me on my game and helps me, helps me be a better player.
When you look at this group, and we've talked about this virtually every week with other players, but I like to get your point of views as well. It's been said that this team is as close as any team some guys have been on.
Yes, sir.
Why has that taken place?
I just feel like we just coming together more in the locker room and just any problems that I feel that, like, on the defensive side that we see from the offensive side, we can go up and talk to those guys about those problems and just try to help them see what we see from our side. So to help them try to get better, and then they come to us and help us the same way. So I just feel like we always getting better, even when we not on the field or not in meetings or something. We always in the locker room talking about it.
Josh, how about for you? What makes this team unique in terms of its chemistry with one another?
I'd say, like he says, like, it's really like a big family. Like, you walk into the locker room, everybody's close with each other. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all like just a big old family.
What is it from an academic standpoint you're pursuing? What's going to be your degree?
My degree is park recreation and sport.
What would you like to do with that?
Well, I would like to, I really want to get my own, like, sports facility and just, like, be able to train athletes for any sport.
Sure. JJ, how about for you?
I just hope one day I can be a coach. That's my goal.
Yeah. What are you majoring in?
General studies.
General studies. When will you get your degree?
In the fall, I want to say 2019.
You meet a stranger. They find out that you went to the University of Missouri or that you play football at the University of Missouri. And Josh, they ask you, tell me something special about the University of Missouri. Not necessarily about the football program, but about the university. What is it you would tell them?
Well, I say that the people on campus are very nice. They're friendly. And the campus is very fun to be on. That's what I tell them.
JJ?
Pretty much the same thing. I mean, for me, when I came on my visit, I had to look and see, was this like a hometown? Like, could I, like, really, like, grow and be who I am here? And I grew up here, so, I mean, not grew up, but, like, I'm grown here, so. It's just funny because when I first came here, I never, like, been this far up west or to the Midwest. But then when I got here, I seen, like, how much different that it was from Memphis and how, like, everybody was, like, cool and nobody was, it's just different from being at home. It's just totally different.
What are the lessons that you've learned from football that you can apply the rest of your life?
I don't know. Just stay dedicated to whatever you want to do in life.
The commitment that it requires on a daily basis, right?
Yes, sir.
How about for you, Josh?
Well, playing football, it disciplines you. And also, like, being in the program, it helps you with time management. So, like, you can be able to use that in life, like, because we have, like, We have to be somewhere like at a certain time. We have a whole schedule. It's a certain time that we have to be different places. So you can use that in life when you have like a job or something.
Are you more mature as an individual than you were when you showed up here?
Yes, I am.
In what areas?
I say like time management, and then I do a lot. I'm a lot better of a people person now because I didn't really talk as much before I came up here, but now I like kind of interact more.
I don't think you're quiet, by the way. I think you've overcome that. How about for you? Are you more mature than you were when you walked on campus?
Yes, sir.
What areas do you feel like you're stronger as an individual?
Just being able to live by myself, I say, is the biggest thing. Because me coming from home, from just having me, my mom, and my sister, I always relied on them to help me whenever I felt down or something. And then just coming here being on my own made me kind of grow up and, like, really just get myself going in the morning, for real.
What's it like to be a receiver with a quarterback like Drew Locke?
It's the best feeling in the world to have a quarterback like that throwing.
Describe in terms of ball placement, in terms of running routes, just what's that like in terms of making a break and knowing that the ball is going to be right there?
I mean, just playing with a good quarterback, but then just knowing where the ball going to be at, he just very accurate, and then it's not like a soft touch. It's more of a thump on his ball, so when you catch the ball, it's in your hand, like you know you got it.
What kind of leader is he?
He's vocal, but he's vocal when he needs to be.
So he picks and chooses his points, right?
Yeah, but he mostly leads by example. I mean, when he takes the field, you know what type of guy you're going to get every time. So,
the leader of the Missouri defense is who? Who do you look up to? Who is a group? Is the guy that's that vocal person that will challenge others?
That's Terrez Hall.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very energetic person. Like, if you messed up, he'll let you know you messed up, and everybody on the team will know that you messed up as well. But that just being, like, holding each other accountable. So it's always good to do that.
As teammates, when he went out a week ago after being whistled for the targeting penalty, what did you guys have a message for him?
For Terrez?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, we just told him that we're gonna go in and still do what we came here to do, and that was to win.
Tony Pollard is a guy that you've known for a long, long time. He's a running back in Memphis. You played high school together at Melrose. Mm-hmm. How close are the two of you, and what makes him such a great friend to you?
Honestly, we really we like family, for real, because we've been playing since nine. We've been playing with each other since we was nine. We grew up playing football with each other in Little League, so ever since then, we just always been around each other.
How special is this opportunity to play this football team on your homecoming in Columbia, Missouri?
It's very special because I always wanted to either go to Memphis or either play against them, and now that I get a chance to play against them, it's like a blessing, for real.
We close each week asking each of you to tell us something about the other that maybe we don't know. So I'm going to begin with Josh Bledsoe. Tell us something about JJ that we don't know.
Well, JJ actually played a little corner back in high school, and he also had offers for to play corner.
Jonathan Johnson, tell us something about Josh Bledsoe that we don't know.
Bled played running back in high school. He had a couple of offers too, so.
One final thought. You get the whole day to yourself. No football, no nothing. Don't have to go to class. It's your day. Jonathan Johnson, how are you going to spend it?
Watching football.
Josh?
Well, I say I'm asleep. Catch up on my wrist.
Sleep and catch up on the rest. Hey, thanks for catching us up tonight. We appreciate you guys being here. Good luck this weekend against Memphis.
Thank you.
That's Josh Bledsoe and Jonathan Johnson. I'm Mike Kelly. More Tiger Talk after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation. excited for Tigers football game day? Well, Papa John's just made it even better. Every day, Tigers football takes the field. Get 50% off your regular menu price order from PapaJohns.com with promo code Mizzou50. That's right. Spend every football game day with 50% off your entire online order when you enter promo code Mizzou50 at PapaJohns.com. Don't spend another game day without Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. New sports and golf members pay only social dues rates until April 2019. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from Mediacom. Call 844-EXTREME-3.
Missouri's families deserve safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors are working together to build the infrastructure you need to safely get to work, get the kids to school, and run your errands. Safe roads and bridges drive Missouri. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
Hi folks, I'm Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. You heard me say Andy's Frozen Custard is made fresh hourly. Well, now that it's football season, it means that Andy's Frozen Custard makes three or four fresh batches of frozen custard during a typical football game. Now that's fresh. After the game, stop by and get some made fresh hourly Andy's Frozen Custard.
Touchdown, Andy's.
Andy's Frozen Custard is an official sponsor of the Missouri Tigers.
Andy's makes it fun to be a kid for a while.
Tiger Talk continues from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Block Party is the official tailgate partner of Missouri Athletics. Just show up, they handle the rest. BlockPartyPresents.com. Shelter Insurance presents the Battle Line Rivalry. Tigers hosting Arkansas at Faurot Field. Show your support so Mizzou can keep the trophy in Columbia. It is November the 23rd, Black Friday, presented by Shelter Insurance. The law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. The law firm of Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. Barry Odom is alongside. How proud are you of those two guys during that last segment?
You know, the thing that, and we were just speaking about it there at the break, that Jonathan Johnson was a guy that when I was on the staff at Memphis, we had in camp, and the way that he went and competed and watching Melrose play, each week was a guy that, you know, you walked away from watching him play, and what a competitive spirit that he played with, a phenomenal return guy. I wanted him, selfishly, I wanted him on the defensive side, and then a return guy. And then, you know, Bledsoe, when we started evaluating his video, the things that he did, this the way he played, his calmness, his demeanor, maturity, I'm proud of them both. And JJ says he wants to be a coach. He's going to be a great one because you watch us practice and there's not a better practice player than Jonathan Johnson. He pours everything that he's got. He empties the tank every day. And Bledsoe, on the way that he has continued last year, was a guy towards the last half of the season as a true freshman that came in and won games for us because he played multiple spots defensively. We could count on him doing it. He was assignment sound. It was important to him, and he's a good player. So that combination, those guys, not only are they really good on the football field, love them to death.
Why was Memphis a special place for Barry Odom?
Well, it allowed me to become a better coach, forced me to be a better coach, but also stepped into a program at that point that was as bad as there was in the country, and we turned it into winning 10 games in year three, conference championship, winning a bowl game, and at the end of the year that year, nobody in the country wanted to play us, and Justin Fuente led that. He was the head coach and did a great job, and now is at Virginia Tech. But also the people of Memphis, the opportunity to get to know, and that community was so awesome to my family, my sons, and the friendships that I formed there. You know, got a guy tonight, Matt Galler, is in the crowd tonight that drove up because he cares about, and we're friends, and he wants Mizzou to do well, but he lives in Memphis, and that is the things that in the job of college coaching, when you can really get in a place and you're in the community and you're involved, and then the community gives your family so much back, it's something that's always going to stick with you. I thought that the leadership that we had there at that university with a guy named Brad Martin, who was the president, there's so many people that were outstanding that you had an immediate connection with. That's something you'll remember forever.
Our final segment of Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, is up next on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know that 1 in 5 children in Missouri faces hunger? The Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri helps fill these empty stomachs by providing buddy packs to children who rely on subsidized lunch at school. For just $180, you can sponsor a buddy pack for a child every weekend for an entire school year. MPICS presents Score Against Hunger lets you in on Tigers action while helping feed children. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more. The Food Bank is proud to be the first and only official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Tiger Talk on the Tiger Network, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Be sure to arrive early and experience Tiger Town and the Tailgate Concert Series presented by Say Insurance, located on Mick Deaver Drive, just outside of Memorial Stadium. Free open to the public. It is the pregame hangout for Mizzou fans of all ages. This week's performers are Nico and Vince. Partner with the Tigers in the Food Bank, the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more about the Score Against Hunger campaign presented by MPICS. Barry Odom is with us. Final segment of the show. Tigers taking on Memphis, homecoming at Old Mizzou. Game kicks off at 3 o'clock. Our coverage begins at 1. Memphis comes in with a record of 4-3, 1-3 in the American, coming off of a game against UCF that won its 19th consecutive game. Memphis was up in that game 30-17. They lose 31 to 30. Obviously a really good team that you're going to see coming up this weekend.
Yeah, you look at what they've done over the last 4 to 5 years. They've won as many games as anybody in college football, and they thrive on opportunities to come into a venue like this and play their best game. With all that said, it's about us going and executing and going and playing our best, which I know we're about to do. You look at the opportunity or challenges that they present offensively. They've got one of the best running backs in America, no matter what conference, what school, whatever it is. He's averaging 10.3 yards a carry. Right. He's got more carries than anybody in the country. That's hard to do, and he does it each week. So, we got to do a great job of containing that. They've got a tremendous RPO game where the quarterback is mature, makes the right reads, makes the right throws. They've got skill guys that can make you pay. And then on the defensive side, they're really, really active. They're coached really well. They play hard. And the interior, really front seven for them in the multiple ways that they line up, they can cause confusion. And that was part of the problem last week for Central Florida. There were so many different alignments and looks that they gave them that it took them a little while to get anything figured out. So, that's all great. And our job and our focus is to go line up, play one snap at a time. And I know our kids and our team's ready to go play.
Let's go back to Darrell Henderson, their running back, who, as you mentioned, averaging 10.3 yards per carry. Here's a guy who's got more than 1,100 yards already, six games into the season. Some have called him the best home run hitter in college football. He's certainly the most productive running back this year in college football. But you look at his size. 5'9", 200 pounds is what he's listed at. What makes him so effective?
I think his vision is maybe his best characteristic, but then also, his yards after contact. It's ridiculous. It's over, it's over 400 yards after contact. So he's a very, very physical runner. It's hard to bring down, and you combine that with vision and the way that they block really up front. They do some different things blocking scheme-wise that allow him to get him a crease, and then he does have home run speed.
What about White, the quarterback?
A guy that transferred from Arizona State that's got ability. He's mature, makes decisions that put them in the right position, doesn't try to force the ball. And if the throw's there, he's going to take it. Really good to the field or boundary, showing the back, throwing the back shoulder fade. He's kind of got that perfected. And the receivers, you look and watch the timing that they have and the way that they run. You can tell that they spent a lot of time together.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's a team that likes to run first. I mean, averaging more than 275 yards per game on the ground. What else about their offense stands out? You talked a little bit about the RPO game, a little bit about the blocking up front.
Yeah, the different things they do with deceptive plays on screen and goes, the way that we talked about the guy earlier, Tony Pollard, he lines up a slot receiver. They line him up at the backfield. They do the tight end pop pass. They do some wildcat stuff. They're very, very multiple on offense. They cause you to defend every inch of the field. And then if the throw down the field's not there, they've always got an outlet underneath, and then they make you go tackle in space. So a tremendous challenge for us. And, again, I know that our guys are practiced well. We're ready to go play.
About 3 minutes left in the show. What does homecoming at your alma mater mean to you?
Well, you look at the opportunity for alumni to come back, and the experiences that not only I had, but all the folks that graduated from Mizzou, and Mizzou special to them, to come back and maybe meet up with some folks that they haven't seen for a number of years, that they come back for a homecoming game. That's important. It's important, the support and the work that our campus community puts into this week, the behind the scenes with the parade, the blood drive, the Greek life on all the different, things on Friday night that all the student body is so involved with. It makes it unique on Mizzou being one of the great universities in the country that really this is something that means a lot of things, a special meaning to a lot of folks involved.
You were a great teammate for the guys that you played with. How many of those guys do you hear from throughout the course of the week?
It's interesting that you say that, and I laugh a little bit. But when we win, I hear from a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And when we lose, not near as many.
Could that be maybe because they remember your demeanor after losses as a player?
There's probably something to do with that. But
you think?
You know, the friendships that you make when I was in school, you know, I tell our team this all the time, and I don't know if they believe me or not, but the friendships that they have in our locker room right now, those will be the guys that you lean on. And those are the guys that forever they become your closest friends. And everybody's got friends from home and how that works. But, you know, the things that the bond that you make when you're 3, 4, or 5 years here, those guys are something that you carry with you forever. And it Mike, really, not to get real deep and personal on this, but it means something to me to represent those guys the right way, to represent guys that played at Mizzou forever before. It means something for me to get my team ready to go play to represent those guys, because I know what they went through, I know what they stand for, and I know what they want Mizzou to be.
Had enough for tonight?
I'm good.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Thanks,
Mike.
Get it done.
That's Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk. Tigers taking on the Memphis Tigers. 3 o'clock this Saturday. Our coverage begins at 1 right here on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
From Buffalo Wild Wings, Tiger Talk has been presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.